It appears that when it comes to choosing our friends, much of our choice depends on genes. We are more genetically similar to our friends than we are to strangers. The theme song to Friends, a 1990s American situation comedy about a bunch of best mates. Two of the characters were related, but if they've been real-life friends, the rest of them could have been as biologically close as cousins. Researchers from the University of California have analyzed gene variation in around 2,000 people, comparing pairs of unrelated friends with pairs of unrelated strangers. They found that the friends had about 0.1% more DNA in common, on average, than strangers did. It's a small fraction that makes a big difference. It's sort of like their family members. And in fact, the number of genes they share in common is so large, and that is almost that they share a common ancestor. It's like they're fourth cousins. The friends were most alike when it came to their sense of smell, but the study suggests that we could be attracted to people with similar traits because it helps us to survive. If you are the first person that has a mutation and you don't have any friends, you need to surround yourself with other people who also have that trait. This is not just the case that people with the best trait, it's the people who have similar genes. When it comes to our immunities, though, the friends' genes were more different than that of the strangers. The scientists say this trend could also give us an evolutionary edge, though, because if your friends can fight different diseases than you, you are less likely to spread those diseases. It gives a new meaning, perhaps, to being their bio-friends.
Question 20. What does our choice of friends probably depend on, according to the lecture? Question 21. What do the researchers from the University of California find? Question 22. Why are we attracted to people with similar traits, according to the study?